Today is Future Leaders Day. We're speaking to one of the future leaders in our community. This is Ella Tedemer. Ella, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're a student locally here in Renfrew, but you're also an artist in the greeting card business. Tell us about your art and the process you took to start your business.
So my business is called In My Element, and I specialize in watercolor greeting cards for all occasions. But I also got into painting wooden Christmas tree ornaments last year, and those were also very popular. I sell most of my products through Facebook and Instagram pages, but I'm also fortunate enough to have my cards for sale at both Auto Valley Coffee locations here in Renfrew and Arnprior. I'm also in the process of setting up an account to sell my cards on Etsy in hope of reaching a larger market.
Online shopping has been such a boon for small business owners, as well as having your stuff on sale at our local downtown coffee shop. It's such a savvy thing because it is so cool for someone to walk into a local business downtown and to see local musicians or artists like yourself on display. And I think what you're doing is particularly great because not only do you have the spotlight, but you also are selling your work at the same time. It's double duty for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Downtown is really expanding, and it's really amazing to see.
Who are some of your biggest influences? Who got you into the idea of starting your own greeting card business?
My biggest influence has been my grandmother, Linda Sorensen. She's a local artist and has encouraged me to paint since the day I could hold a paintbrush. She's been very supportive and has invited me to be a guest, actually, at her studio in the Willow Hills this September as part of the Madawaska Valley Studio Tour, which is very exciting. As for what got me into making greeting cards, my mom suggested it to me just over a year ago when school were shut down due to COVID. It was something to keep me busy at the time, but I had no idea it would turn into a successful little business venture.
It can be a tough world for an artist these days, especially an independent artist. What are some challenges that maybe you have faced today that you think would resonate with today's youth?
What's been tough for me is actually finding the time to paint now that COVID restrictions have been lifted. I'm a full-time student participating in after-school sports, and I also work another job on the weekends, so I've had to get creative and now offer prints of my cards in addition to originals, which has really helped me balance my workload, school, and life in general. It's a little busy right now. I think, though, the biggest challenge has been getting my name out there and building an online presence. Social media is a wonderful resource for advertising products. However, many people don't think of it as a shopping tool, which is why I'm very excited to expand my business on Etsy.
There is a little silver lining in that hecticness, though. When you think about it, selling prints gives you your artwork as part of the card, but you also have a limited edition version of the card, one of one, and you can sell that one as a collector's edition.
For sure.
Is there any advice you might have for a young person who may be struggling to find their own way right now?
My advice is fairly straightforward. If you're passionate about something, just go for it. It's never too early or too late in your life to pursue something you love, and you never know where it may lead you. The world is lucky to have your creativity in it.
Let's do a little forecasting. Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? Where do you see your business as well? Is this something you're going to continue as you move forward?
In 5 years' time, I hope to have graduated from university and have a full-time career as a biomedical engineer. However, I will carry my passion for art no matter where I go and will always make time to be creative no matter how busy life gets. And I do wish to continue this business. However, I know that life is going to start to get a little crazy.
I bet as a biomed engineer, it's going to get pretty hectic for you. But if you have the time, it is a pretty neat way to spend it. We just have a few seconds left, Ella. Is there anything else you'd like to let the audience know?
Well, I want to thank you for having me here today and for shining the spotlight on young local artists. I'd love for anyone listening to check out my work at In My Element on Facebook and Instagram. Also, for anyone who is interested in art, I encourage them to visit the Art Factory here in Renfrew. Not only do they have great deals on art supplies, but starting this month, they're also offering free art sessions for ages 13 and up. It's an amazing opportunity for teens in our community.
Today is Future Leaders Day. We've been speaking with Ella Tedemer, local student, artist, and entrepreneur with her own greeting card business. Ella, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much.
And remember, you can listen to all our future leaders at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan.